Let's go to Governor Pence and hear what he has to say on day three of the I-STEP crisis.
Thank you for joining us. Last week, we all learned that the I-STEP test had more than doubled. I said then and earlier this week that I was deeply troubled that this test had more than doubled. And I called for immediate action to shorten the test, to lessen the burden on Hoosier kids, on families, on teachers. Consistent with that, I signed an executive order to retain an independent consultant, a nationally recognized expert in assessments. We announced earlier the contracting with Dr. Edward Rober. Today I'm adding to that in materials that you should have before you. A contract with Dr. Bill Otte of Oregon, who will join Dr. Rober in reviewing the I-STEP test with the express purpose of significantly reducing the length of the test. Secondly, I just got off the phone with Superintendent Glenda Ritz, and I am pleased to report that the superintendent and the Department of Education have agreed to release all requested information to the state's consultants and also to green light and approve the direct connection between our consultants and CTB McGraw-Hill that has crafted and will be responsible for the test and any changes that we make. I'm also pleased that the superintendent agreed to make shortening the test a priority at this Friday's meeting of the State Board of Education. I'm also very appreciative of the fact that CTB McGraw-Hill has pledged its cooperation. And you should have before you a copy of correspondence that CTB McGraw-Hill issued yesterday indicating their cooperation and also making, I believe, seven different recommendations for how we could significantly shorten the length of this test. I am grateful for the cooperation of McGraw-Hill. I'm especially grateful for the cooperation of the Indiana Department of Education and Superintendent Glenda Ritz. I believe with the cooperation that we now have in place between the outside consultants that we've retained, with the superintendent and the Department of Education, with our vendor, as well as with members of the State Board of Education, I'm confident that we can significantly shorten this test and lessen the burden. It was poised to place on Indiana's kids, on families, and on our teachers. It is important to note that the Indiana Department of Education remains solely responsible for developing and administering this test. And the Department of Education retains the responsibility for shortening the test. But because of the cooperation that we're announcing today, I'm confident that in short order, we will have substantive recommendations will inform the State Board of Education and give the Indiana Department of Education options to significantly reduce the length of this test. Hoosier families should be encouraged to see us working together to work this problem and to lessen the burden of our kids without compromising the validity of this test or compromising our accountability system, known as our A to F program. We can shorten this test. We have time to do it. And now with this cooperation that we are announcing today, I'm confident we will do just that. I am encouraged by the cooperation from the superintendent's office, across the Department of Education in McGraw-Hill, and our outside consultants are working earnestly beginning today to evaluate the meets and bounds of this test and make substantive recommendations. Hopefully by this Friday, we're asking our consultants to develop preliminary recommendations for significantly shortening this test, and we'll move forward on that as the experts counsel. I'm confident that working together, we can shorten this test without compromising the validity of the exam or our A to F accountability system.
Jim. All right. That was the remarks from the governor. He's not angry today. He specifically said that he has spoken with Superintendent Glenda Ritz and that, she has, opened up the lines of communication with both the test maker, CTB McGraw-Hill, and with the consultants that the governor has hired and paying for with your and my tax dollars. He said on a couple of occasions that he is grateful, his words, for the cooperation of Indiana's Department of Education and Superintendent Ritz, in hopes that that cooperation, that they can have substantial recommendations from the consultants, possibly as early as Friday when the State Board of Education meets, to shorten the length of the I-STEP test. However, the governor kept saying that it ought to count for the accountability A through F grade. So obviously the governor is not backing down from that position, whereas Superintendent Ritz, as of now, is still going to the State Board of Education with a recommendation that the results of the 2015 I-STEP should not count for the A through F accountability grade.